Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Health Matters Podcast, sponsored by White River Health in partnership with White River Now. I'm your host, Joel Williams, and again, it is my pleasure to introduce you to a new physician that is joining us here at White River Health, specifically White River Health Children's Clinic. We have Dr. Elliot Taylor.
Hi. I'm so excited. This is my first podcast.
First, let's talk about you before we get into our topic itself.
Okay.
So you're a graduate of Lyon College, correct?
Yes. Yeah. I graduated a long time ago. What does it feel like? 2017.
Child, get out of here. I graduated college in 2006. No. It's like 2017. Fair enough. Excited for you. So, but it's exciting. I know that you guys have moved back to the area.
Yes.
Your husband is a coach right in Melbourne.
Yes, he's the head basketball boys coach at Melbourne.
Absolutely. And y'all just had a baby too,
yes,
right?
Yes. We have a 9-month-old, a little girl.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's so wonderful.
We love it. It's a fun time right now that we're in.
You're practicing the whole pediatrician thing.
Absolutely.
I got all areas of it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what got you started onto your health journey, like deciding that you were going to be a doctor?
Yeah, so I knew my parents said from a very young age that I was going to be a doctor. They kept saying that I was going to be a doctor. When I was about 10, I think, I had a very accident-prone summer, lots of cast, couple surgeries, and from then on, I was set on being a doctor. Hmm. And then when I was going through med school, I really didn't know what I was going to be, and then I went into my pediatric rotation, and I just fell in love with it. All the other pediatricians and the doctors that I worked with, they love their job, and you can always fight for kids, because it's never the kids' fault for anything that they have going on for them. So,
of course.
And I just fell in love with it. One of my very first patients that I ever was in charge of as a med student was a little baby, and she was there and didn't have any family to sit there with her. And I used to study for my pediatric test in her room with her. We just studied out loud so she could hear someone talk, and I held her and we played. And after that, I thought that pediatrics was probably the place for me.
It's the most adorable thing ever, though.
No, she's sweet and she's doing great now. I keep up with her a little bit.
Fantastic.
So, yes.
That's so wonderful to hear. So now you're ready and you're coming and joining us here at White River Health. Was that always your plan that you wanted to do?
So I went into my pediatric residency, and
sure,
I really didn't know what specialty I wanted to go into.
Okay.
And then I fell in love with all of it. I loved every part of pediatrics, but I knew that if I did something specialized that I would miss my well children and the children that I can keep up with from birth all the way till when they're old and then they want to bring their kids back to me. You know, I would miss that continuity of care. And so I was looking around for jobs, started reaching out to people, and it just clicked here because we get to do a little bit of it all. We get to see kids that are actually in the hospital. We get to see the newborns when they're born and get to go to some births, but I also get to see the clinic too.
Fantastic.
Yes.
That's actually with one of your new coworkers now, Dr. Moody.
Yes.
One of my favorite things when we talk is she talks about how her earlier kids now bring their kids to her.
I
love it so much.
Fun fact, I lived here in Batesville for about when I was between 4 and 5 years old, and Dr. Moody was my pediatrician. Yes, so
it all comes full circle.
It does. And so
that's wonderful. We're excited to actually have you here. And
yes,
I know the children's clinic is always exceptionally busy, so it's really good to have another physician.
I'm so excited. And I'm just excited because, I mean, I played basketball at Lyon.
Yeah.
And basketball is a big part of my life with my husband. We are a team kind of household, and that is exactly what I think I'm getting into over there at the Children's Clinic.
All my colleagues,
I feel like, are going to be like my teammates.
They're really excellent.
And I just can't wait to start.
I think it's great. I'm excited to have you a part of the team over there. Like I said, I think excellent fit. This is going to be so exciting for all of us. But let's get into it now. So this month for July, it is UV Safety Month.
Yes.
And it's Arkansas. It's hot, y'all. We all know that.
It's very hot, yes.
So how important, we can talk about this from all aspects. How important is UV safety? What is the first couple of things we need to understand about that?
Yeah, so UV stands for ultraviolet.
Mm-hmm.
It's some of the harmful rays that can come from the sun that we know that can be damaging. Not just the heat itself, but actually the rays. Think of like a sunburn. That's what the UV rays are giving us. And so it's really important. You know, we all know about sunscreen. Sunscreen is very important. We need to be wearing it. But also there's other ways, especially when the UV is high, that we need to protect ourselves, whether that be that we, you know, wear our sun hats and our sunglasses and our rash guards to protect our skin more, or even especially when the UV is hot, high right now and how hot it's been in Arkansas, it might be better that we go outside and play maybe earlier in the morning or later in the afternoon, evening, when the sun is not as bright and the UV is not as high and also the temperatures are a little bit lower.
So let's talk about sunscreen real fast. Yeah. Is there a level of SPF that said do not ever go under this level?
So we, like, any SPF is good SPF, and I'll start by saying that. But sure. 30 is a good thing.
Okay.
We really don't, there's no like big studies that show that anything over 30 does anything more than what 30 gives you. Now the lower, yes, it has less protection, like your 15s. I've even seen 3 the other day. What is 3 doing? If we're putting on sunscreen, let's put on 30. Let's protect ourselves. And it's also important that we know that we need to reapply. You need to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours, every 1 hour if we're sweating or swimming, which that's Arkansas.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Yes.
That's excellent. And, of course, I know that one of your coworkers now, Tyler Sandlin, APRN, he has talked to us a lot about sunscreen. I think one of the main things he says is always have something with zinc oxide and never put anything on if you don't understand the ingredients.
Exactly. Yes. Mineral sunscreens we know do a little bit better. And that is the zinc oxide that we know it. And so just clean, safe. I like the Blue Lizard brand personally. So that's a good brand to do. But anything that you can read the ingredient list and actually say the words, it's probably safe.
Yeah, mine back in the day, I am a very pale person. So the sun used to tear me up all the time. I always used Bullfrog.
Oh, yes.
Was my brand.
Yeah.
That was like the best brand in the world.
Yeah, yep. Yes, so... Yeah.
So, but on top of that, too, we also have to deal with the heat itself. So it's not just getting too much of the UV radiation, but it dehydrates so fast.
Oh, yes. So fast. And we know, so babies have a hard time, you know, 12 months old or younger have a more difficult time regulating their temperature. So it's really important that we're keeping them cool. 6 months is when you can start putting sunscreen on. So less than 6 months, no direct sunlight exposure. Past 6 months, you know, we can start getting them out a little bit, but we have to be really conscious about how hot it is. They may want to drink a little bit more, whether it be formula or nursing a little bit more when they get hot. And then, you know, past 1 year old, we can start giving them more water. And water is very important. So taking drinking a lot of water before we know we're going to be outside and be hot, taking water breaks when we are outside and we're getting hot, and then also drinking a lot of water afterwards because we're losing so much water when we're sweating and we're hot.
So it's really water is what we should be drinking, right?
Yes, yes. Water is the best replacement.
Gatorade and Powerade and stuff like that?
They're okay, but they have a lot of sugar in it. And most... unless we're Olympic athletes, really don't need those extra electrolytes and stuff that we see in them. We just need water. Water should be the number one thing that we're replacing our water with.
That is good information, though. Yes. I think that's an important thing because most of the time we do get confused like, oh, we need some Gatorade. We need this. No, just water.
Just plain
Drink
water.
Some water.
Especially with our high school athletes right now who are starting to pick back up on their sports, especially if we're practicing outside, if we're running.
2 days,
Those 2 days in football. We really need to be making sure that we're drinking. They're drinking enough water.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
So, and also make sure if we do have to go outside in the heat, make sure it's not in the main point of the day.
Yeah.
Wear a sun hat, sunglasses, making sure we keep everything to make sure we're safe that way. And always remember your sunscreen and take a bottle of water with you.
Oh, please. Yes.
Get yourself a thermos of some kind. Make sure it's filled up all the time.
Yeah.
Drink your water.
Drink the water.
That is all wonderful information. I think stuff we all needed to know. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank
you.
Thank you. I'm just so excited to get started.
You can come see Dr. Elliot Taylor at the White River Health Children's Clinic. The number is 870-262-2200. So please make sure you come by and see her there. Dr. Taylor, once again, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure
to speak with you.
Finally. Yes, thank you.
And as always, remember, your health matters.
The director.